All right. That was the band Wine Lips playing Velocity out of Mushroom Death Sex Bummer. And then before that, Flipper with the song Life. And then before that, Janky Band, the band that I'm in, playing a song, a Todd song called Iron Brain. So a couple things that link all of these songs together. We have a Janky Band song called Vegan Drummer in a Barbecue Band. And I do have a line in there that references Wine Lips because we absolutely love that band. And this past weekend, Janky Band played at May's Oyster House with Bite, Black Leather Bat, and Neurotrash. And there was a comment to Todd about how his bass playing sounded like Flipper, specifically Life. So there you go. And on the topic of Janky Band, we have some upcoming gigs I just wanted to mention. March 28th, we're celebrating Todd's birthday party at the Makeout Room with our friends Debased. April 25th, Up the Creek Records in Walnut Creek with Lilies and Missing Cousins. May 15th, Hotel Utah with Remedy Feeling. And June 20th, we'll be out in Raleigh celebrating Carl's milestone birthday. 21st, 40th, I'm not sure. I'm not a math. Wasn't a math major in college.
STEM major, perhaps. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Here at Radio Valencia, we are literally at ground level, literally at street level, and you may be able to hear some ambient noises of guys like working a big hole in the street, construction site happening steps from us. Anyway, we'd like to have the door open while we broadcast because cool people stop by. So one of the workers pokes his head in and he says, "Hey, can you play some DRI? I saw them ages ago at the Mumbai Gardens." And so we're like, why not? So this is DRI Thrash Hard. Take the chance to steal a body.
shot up with a perfect ass. Yeah, she moved in fast on me. When we first met, she was puffing on a cigarette. That demon in Junkyard Juliet with Tourette's of my dreams. The bleach blonde hair and missing teeth cannot hide what's underneath. That nymphomanic thief who stole my heart. The scent of bunions on her breath when she was all spun out on meth. I knew she'd be the death of me. Yeah, she blows. Sucked a golf ball through a garden hose. Two legs bragging how they never close in a gutter rosary. Like the glue, she'd been hubbing since the age of two. Now my lonely nights were through. Then that tornado ripped through town, turned the whole world upside down. She vanished in a flash with my credit cards and stash. Now I'm left here with this rash. Yeah, I'm sifting through the ash.
Well, there was a false flag. They will be appearing at the Mumbai Gardens. We heard a couple from, well, let's see. But no, we have not heard from False Flag yet. A couple from Fang, actually, is what we heard. No Authority, a whole 29 seconds of power. And before that, Landshark clocking in at an epic 1 minute and 17 seconds. Started off the set with the Avengers, American Me, but also heard from the Dwarves. Color commentary from Janky Rich.
Yeah, so looking forward to Saturday, February 28th. There's two events at Mabuhay Gardens. The first is a celebration of punk rock from 3 to 7. And then the second is a concert featuring Flipper and Friends. That doors at 6:30, music 7:30 to 11:30. And that's at on Broadway at Mabuhay Gardens. And a number of the bands that are playing are what we're featuring today, including Bang, False Flag, Freak Accident. And then part of Flipper and Friends includes members of the Dwarves, Avengers, and Dead Kennedys. So you've heard all of those bands, multiple songs by all of those bands, and we're going to play some more.
with more to come. That's right. The road noise is actually picking up quite a bit. So if you can hear it, the banging, that's like really happening right outside. Concrete and steel and hard work and sweat and blood all happening here. And hopefully it will be repeated this Saturday with this band, False Flag, here on Radio Valencia. Thanks for joining.
Yeah. mushy and wet. Well, I said,
here I sit, the bliss lost once again. My mind conjures up images once known as sin. Have the strength to look outside, see the lives of friends who tried to hide. Now they are gone, and what they did. So I pray to no God, absolve me from no sin. I see a smile, it warms my soul, reassuring me we're not the next to go. Until hold on to you, oh so tight. Breathe my hot breath down your neck tonight. Hold on so long, the feeling is real. Only one thing can replace that deal. To find something that makes my life surreal. A cheap replacement, because sometimes it feels like love. 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 Sometimes it feels like love.
Yeah, Flipper, Someday off of American Graffiti. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's we also heard Ha Ha Ha, Flipper off of the Sex Bomb Baby, and False Flag, Medicine, Our Time, off of Gun Time EP. You know, we woke up and found ourselves here in the middle of a construction zone. Like, I saw these guys with the hard hats and the vests, and they were doing what we often see road workers doing, which was standing around talking about the hole that they're next to, but actually they activated some very heavy machinery, so we had to turn up the volume here for the punk rock to make it, you know, drown it out.
We're operating some heavy machinery in the studio as well.
That's right. Very heavy. Yeah, heavy stuff, like on the grungy side of punk. Many, many subgenres of punk, like I guess you could say hardcore. You know, would you say The Clash are punk by today's standards?
They were punk, and they are punk, but there's a lot of variations of punk. So I would say, The Clash is really the only band that matters.
That is true. They are the only band I know of that has an international day named after them, International yep. Clash Day, which we just had recently,
yep.
for those who observe. What does it mean to be punk? It's an attitude, right? Like, one of my favorite punk subgenres that maybe we can get around to is the Riot Girl movement. Mm-hmm. Big deal in Olympia and elsewhere as well. Like, I know if anybody's got a lot to be pissed off about, it's got to be women.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, Bikini Kill and all of the rest of those bands. I know Bitch Fit is playing this Saturday, and they're a local young Riot Girl band that, from everything I've heard, is amazing. So I'm very excited to see them this Saturday.
And you know what else is, if you are an angry punk rock type of person who has whatever, you know, between your legs, vagina or otherwise, you could have a radio show on Radio Valencia. We have an awesome studio here in the middle of the Mission District. It's right next to the makeout room. Super easy to get to by public transportation. And really nice setup and good community of folks. We're always looking for DJs. So if you have something in mind, punk rock or otherwise, this is called freeform radio, which means you can pretty much play whatever you want. Nobody is going to tell you what to play. I guess maybe they will tell you what to play if it gets hateful. But, let's just not like, go there, okay? So come to our website, radiovalencia.fm. Hit us up at station@radiovalencia.fm. Tell us what you have in mind. Find a place on the schedule for you, and we will turn you into a radio star. So we're going to continue on with some music that's going to be featured this Saturday at the Mubay Gardens. Radio Valencia co-presents my new favorite band in the world, The Freak Accident. I'll Be Your Toilet. Let me freak fucking accident. I think not too freaky. Sounds pretty intentional to me. Rich, what's your connection with the band?
Yeah, so that is the freak accident. A good friend, the other Todd, we call him Todd Curtis, went to high school with Ralph Spite, and I've seen the freak accident a couple times, always at Winters over in Pacifica, and always play an amazing show and just totally, you know, very, very good at what they do, and very excited to see them Saturday.
So what are some other venues that are, you know, like places that are likely to have awesome local music? So Winters, you mentioned.
Yeah, we were very fortunate last year to play Bottom of the Hill, and there's a lot of discussion that the Bottom of the Hill is getting sold by the current owners, who are amazing. And unless somebody steps in to buy it, then it may be closed, which is a huge bummer. Other places that we've played, Kilowatt and Hotel Utah, a number of bands play at the Riptide, mm-hmm. a number of bands also play at the Parkside, unfortunately another venue that is going to be closing. The El Rio in the Mission, not too far from here.
That's an institution.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, there's some great Bay Area venues, and we have a very cool Bay Area scene, in my opinion, of band friends that we've made over the last couple of years.
Who do you know?
So we're very good friends with the Cretans. Cretans are a Ramones cover band. We're very good friends with Calico. We are very awesome good friends stuff. With. Sparkle Plenty, Plaque, Nixed, Ultrasounds, Bite, which was this past weekend, Rebony Feeling, Black Leather Bat, and Neurotrash, two bands we just played with, which were amazing.
Live and kicking live music here in the Bay Area. Also, the Makeout Room right next door to us. Do you guys play there?
Yeah, actually, we have a gig there. Thanks for queuing that up. March 28th.
Very nice.
Celebrating our bass player Todd's milestone birthday. Again, I was not a math major. I'm not sure if he's 40 or 20. He's an enigma. Very, very young, spry looking bass player. And he has impeccable hearing as well, and he plays his bass very quietly. So if you know anything about Todd, I'm a liar. I'm lying.
You know, as far as Bay Area bands go, there's a punk band that I think a lot of people have actually heard of. They are called Green Day. But are they punk? That is the question that I want to nerd out on for a second here. They just played the Super Bowl. And you know, they're incredibly popular in mainstream. I mean, are you a punk band if you have your own Broadway show? My answer, the position I'm going to take is yes. I do believe Green Day is the real deal. And so we will be playing them shortly. Do you have a position on Green Day? What's your policy?
Yeah, I would completely agree with you. There's a lot of talk. And there's a whole book called Sellout that talked about a lot of the bands that came up around Green Day, including Green Day, and how they were quote-unquote sellouts. But actually, you know, I feel very fortunate that I could do music as a hobby. But if I had to, like, bring home the bacon and feed the family on music, I would probably strive to get signed. So just because you get signed, in my opinion, and it's just one person's opinion, does not mean you're not punk. And I believe Green Day is punk.
Yeah, sometimes I know punk culture has a lot to say about ethics. Metal, not so much, though. And I've always reflected on the words of Rob Halford: out there is a fortune waiting to be had. If you think I'll let it go, you're mad. We're not going to play that one, but this is Green Day, The Grouch off of Nimrod.
I was a young boy that had big plans. Now I'm just another shitty old man. Gotcha.
just another shitty old man. I had fun and I hate everything. No, I'll talk with some of you. Quality takes on me shit to win. I think I'm six pack of empathy. Life's a bitch and so am I. No, I'll talk with some of you. No, I'll talk with some of you. No, I'll talk with some of you.
Jawbreaker play us out. This is our rough and tumble. We made it through deep space exploration of punk with the Professor of Punk, Janky Rich.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave. I appreciate it, DJ Frazier, and I look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday at Mabuhay Gardens for the 50th anniversary of punk. Should be a blast.
Absolutely. Now back to whatever's next.
Be nice.
Have fun.
DJ Frazier.